Philadelphia is poised to become the first major city to ban supervised injection sites in most of its councilmanic districts. City Council passed legislation a couple of weeks ago that would create a zoning law in 9 of the city's 10 districts to shut out the sites which are considered illegal under federal law and are supervised facilities for people who use drugs that can offer safety and social supports. Mayor Kenney vetoed the bill, so it goes back to City Council chamber. WHYY's Nicole Leonard joins us to answer a few questions about the situation. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, Jennifer. Good morning.
Nicole, the supervised injection site bill passed 13-1 in the council chamber, and so Kenny's veto is likely not to be effective.
No, basically City Council passed it with a veto-proof majority, and so they do have the 12 votes if everybody votes the same way they did the first time to override the mayor's veto.
And what are some of the key details of this legislation?
As you said before, it is a zoning law. So basically it'll apply to 9 out of the 10 city districts, excluding West and Southwest Philadelphia. And the law prohibits sites that allow people to come in and inject or use illegal drugs.
Well, Mayor Kenney is among those who believe supervised injection sites are a way to stop overdose deaths that have plagued the city. Isn't that a strong enough argument to garner support from council members?
You may think so. I mean, that's certainly the position that Kenney is taking. He's looking at overdose deaths as the priority. But it's more complicated for other people, especially, for instance, take folks who are living in neighborhoods like Kensington and Harrogate. They've been really living in the epicenter, really, of this epidemic for a really long time. And they're tired. So they don't see overdose prevention centers as a solution, but rather as something that might perpetuate the status quo and keep drug use in their neighborhoods and not really improve it. So it can be more complicated from that point of view.
Sure. And there are cities in which these sites are effective.
Yeah, I mean, New York was the first city in the United States to open 2 overdose prevention centers. They said recently that they've prevented over 1,000 people from dying from overdoses. There's a lot of research in other countries that have already had these sites, Canada, Australia, Europe, that shows it puts drug use inside and increases the likelihood that people might enter drug treatment.
Yeah. And as this ban is detailed in Philadelphia, 9 out of 10 council districts have opted out of hosting supervised injection sites. And as you said, District 3 includes West and Southwest Philly, represented by Jamie Gaudier. Do we know why she supports these sites?
She's saying that the idea of having an overdose prevention center or supervised injection site in a neighborhood shouldn't be limited to a zoning law. If people are open to centers like this in their neighborhood, then she supports a more collaborative approach where people can discuss it, maybe have community meetings about it, and go about it in that way. And she doesn't support doing that through this zoning law.
And what are the nominees for mayor saying? Democrat Sherelle Parker and Republican David O.
Right. Like we talked about, Kenny has been supportive of these sites throughout his term, but his term is ending, and so Philly's going to have a new mayor. Sherelle Parker, which is the Democratic nominee, she has maintained that she opposes these sites. She doesn't agree that these sites are a way to address the opioid and addiction crisis. And David O, the Republican nominee, while he was a city council member, pursued some legislation trying to ban these sites or actually restrict how they might open in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was a big story in 2020. Are there any workarounds, loopholes that would down the road give communities in Philadelphia a chance to have supervised injection site locations?
We're calling this a ban, and it does effectively prohibit these sites from opening. But because it's a zoning law, groups and organizations that want to open them in a district that has this zoning law in place, they can appeal to the Zoning Board of Adjustment that's in Philadelphia and basically ask them for an exception and apply and say, this is why we want to open it here. And if they do it that way, the proposal goes before neighborhood organizations that have, you know, local residents and leaders, and they actually make a vote on that proposal. And that vote is considered by the Zoning Board. So this legislation is not a 100% ban on the likelihood that somebody can open a site, but it does effectively make it much harder for groups to open sites in these districts.
So very interesting. WHYY's Nicole Leonard covers health and science. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.